A simple approach to complete the Quran once a month.
Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "The most blessed of deeds is that which is done consistently, even if it is a minute one." Collected by Al-Bukhari. Brother Muslim, the Quran is made up of 30 parts, like the month. One should read one part of the Quran every day so that it can be completed in its entirety in 1 month. Furthermore, each part consists of 20 pages. If one were to read 4 pages during the daily obligatory prayers, it would facilitate the completion of one part every day. See, Brother Muslim, how much good escapes us because we do not know how to organize our lives. When you practice this habit with regularity, you will not only be one of the guided ones, but also you will find profound pleasure and fulfillment in a consistent act of worship. You will also see the benefit and reward in a small act done continuously as opposed to much done at irregular intervals.
The idol whose counsel is sought.
Amr had an idol called Manat, made of the most expensive wood, that he visited and anointed daily. He became fascinated with it, spending money to maintain it and attending to it morning and night. One day, Amr stood in front of Manat in a very humble manner, praising it, and said, "O Manat, you know of what has occurred in our city because of this caller," referring to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "who wishes to take us away from your worship. Indeed, I detest taking any decision without your counsel. So please counsel me in this matter." Yet Manat did not answer him. Amr said, "Perhaps, Manat, you are angry at me for some reason that I am unaware of. So I will leave you for a few days until your anger subsides." Amr's children wanted to take advantage of this opportunity. So they plotted among themselves along with a friend, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu. They came at night, after their father had fallen asleep, and took Manat, tossing it onto its head into a garbage pit that belonged to Bani Salima. Amr, upon waking up, went to seek blessings from Manat, and when he did not find it, he called out in a loud voice, "Woe unto you! Who has transgressed against our gods on this night?" The children did not answer him, pretending to be asleep. Amr was outraged and began to search for his beloved idol, voicing threats at whoever was responsible. He finally discovered it in the filthy pit, washed it immediately, and anointed it with perfume, and then he put it back in its place. The next night, the children repeated their actions. Amr, again upon waking, did not find his idol in its proper place, but rather in the garbage pit. However, this time, the idol had been covered by the filth from the tip of its head to its toes. Again, he repeated the ritual of washing and anointing it. Only this time, he placed it with a sword around its neck, saying to it, "O Manat, if anyone comes near you, then deal with that person with that sword." The third night, the children, tossing away the sword, decided to tie the idol to a dead dog and then throw it into the pit once again. Amr, upon waking up, once again went to his deity and searched madly, only this time to find it not only in a heap of filth, also tied to a dead dog. Amr finally came to his senses, leaving the worship of false gods and idols, and announcing his acceptance of Islam. He crushed his idols, feeling regret for his idolatrous past, and accepted faith with his heart and soul. He offered his wealth and children and soul for the sacrifice of Islam, hoping to wipe away past evil.
The benefits of the siwak.
Research has shown that siwak, a toothstick from a tree that is used to clean the teeth and whose use is highly recommended in Islam, consists of many beneficial elements from nature. Minerals like chloride, sodium, potassium, and other elements that contain a pleasant odor. It also contains certain elements that strengthen the gums, as well as purifying agents that prevent ulcers in them. This is taken from a study from Rostock University in Germany.
The responsibility of a ruler.
Sa'id ibn Sulayman said that he was once in Mecca, and beside him was Abdullah ibn Abdulaziz al-Amri. At that time, Caliph Harun Rashid was performing Hajj. A man said to al-Amri, "O Abu Abdurrahman, there is the Caliph making circuits between Safa and Marwa, and that area has been emptied out for him." Al-Amri said to the man, "May Allah not reward you well, for you have placed upon me a burden that I was happy to be free of," referring to the burden of advising the Caliph. Al-Amri then took his shoes, stood, and walked over to where Harun Rashid was performing his circuits, heading towards Safa. Al-Amri called out to the Caliph, asked him to climb Safa to look out at the house of Allah, the Kaaba. Al-Amri asked Harun as to how many people he saw. Would anyone be able to count them? And how many like them are spread throughout the Muslim nations that are not even present? Harun responded, "Indeed, an amount that none could count except Allah." Al-Amri advised, "Know, O man, that each one of them will be asked about his own deeds, and you alone will be asked about each one of them. So imagine the burden on you on the last day." Harun began to cry and passed to him handkerchief after handkerchief for his tears. Al-Amri continued, "Another word I would like to pass on to you." Harun said, "Speak, O uncle." He explained that a man who wastes his wealth deserves to have the hajr, meaning a restriction placed by a judge upon a wastrel or spendthrift, imposed upon him. So again, imagine what would happen to the one who is extravagant and wasteful with the wealth of the Muslims. Upon hearing this, Harun continued to weep.
If you see it befitting, free her prisoner.
When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Al-Medina, he couldn't take his daughter Zainab with him. She remained behind with her husband, Abdul As, who at that time was not a Muslim. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's migration during the Battle of Badr against the Quraysh, Abul As ibn Rabi'a ibn Abd al-Shams became a prisoner of the Muslims in Al-Medina with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people of Mecca began to send wealth to ransom the relatives that were taken for prisoners. Zainab too sent wealth along with a necklace that her mother Khadija radiyallahu anha had given her upon her marriage to Abul As. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that necklace, he became very emotional and told the companions, "If you see it befitting, free her prisoner and return to her the wealth she has sent." They agreed to do so, and this resulted in Abul As's acceptance of Islam.
The brave judge.
Fadl ibn Rabi'a, the minister of Harun Rashid, went to the renowned judge Abu Yusuf to give testimony in a case. However, the judge rejected his testimony. Harun Rashid reproached the judge about this, and Abu Yusuf explained, "Indeed, I heard the minister say to you that certainly he was your slave. If he was truthful in what he said, then the testimony of a slave is not accepted. Similarly, if he was lying, then the testimony of a liar is not accepted. Furthermore, if he does not care for lying in your gathering, then he will not care for lying in my gathering."
Umar ibn Abdul Aziz.
Fatima, the wife of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, once entered his prayer room and found him with his hands on his cheeks. As tears poured from his eyes, she asked, "O leader of the believers, what has occurred to cause you to cry?" He responded, "O Fatima, indeed, I have taken the responsibility for the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as I think about the state of the hungry, the poor, the lost, the sick, the oppressed, the imprisoned, and the burdened, I fear that on the last day, with the Prophet representing them as my opponent, O Allah, forgive the greatness of my sins with a little of your mercy." Asma'i said that when these words reached the ears of Hassan Basri, he too began to cry, stating that if ever words were uttered that should be inscribed in gold, these would be those words: "No proof will be established on my behalf as their guardian. I think about my fate with pity and cry."
Inscribed in gold.
Asma'i said that Abdul Malik once delivered a very profound sermon, during which he began to weep while begging Allah, "O Lord, my sins are great, but a small amount of your forgiveness is greater than them. O Allah, forgive the greatness of my sins with a little of your mercy." Asma'i said that when these words reached the ears of Hassan Basri, he too began to cry, stating that if ever words were uttered that should be inscribed in gold, these would be those words.